1 Timothy chapter 6. Let all who are under the yoke as slaves regard their own masters as worthy of all honor. They should do this so that the name of God and the teaching might not be blasphemed. The slaves who have believing masters should not show them disrespect, because they are brothers. Instead, they should serve them all the more. For those who receive the benefit are believers and beloved. Teach and declare these things. If anyone teaches false doctrine and does not agree with the truthful words of our Lord Jesus Christ and with godly teaching, he is proud and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and arguments about words that result in envy, strife, insults, evil suspicions, and constant conflict between people who have morally corrupt minds. They have lost the truth, and they think that godliness is a way to get more money. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we could take nothing out of it. Instead, let us be satisfied with food and clothing. Now those who desire to become wealthy fall into temptation, into a trap. They fall into many foolish and harmful desires and into whatever else sinks people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people who desire it have been misled away from the faith and have pierced themselves with much grief. But you, man of God, flee from these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faithfulness, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the everlasting life to which you were called, and about which you gave the good confession before many witnesses. I give these orders to you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who testified before Pontius Pilate and made the good confession, to keep the command without spot or blame until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. God will reveal Christ appearing at the right time. God, the blessed and only sovereign, the King who reigns, and the Lord who rules. Only he has immortality and dwells in inapproachable light. No man sees him or is able to view him. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Instruct the rich in this world not to be proud and not to hope in riches, which are uncertain. Instead, they should hope in God. He offers to us all the true riches to enjoy. Tell them to do good, to be rich in good works, and to be generous and willing to share. In that way, they will store up for themselves a good foundation for what is to come, so that they will take hold of real life. Timothy, protect what was given to you. Avoid the profane and empty talk and the conflicting ideas of what is falsely called knowledge. Some men proclaim these things, and so they have gone astray from the faith. May grace be with you.